It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Steve and Joelle Foshan are here once again. Talk about the second annual Crown Mountain Strongman Competition. Saturday, August 17th at Crown Mountain Park in Elgebel, starting at 10 o'clock sharp. Strongman competition, for folks that don't know, it's not the standard, you know, barbells, dumbbells, that kind of weight. You're actually lifting and pulling and dragging or whatever, actual everyday items. It's kind of like the old, I don't know, I imagine farmers maybe getting together and doing this.
Farmers and beer halls, you know, Strongman started in the beer halls where they were, you know, lifting up wine casks over their head, tossing wine casks, tossing one another, you know, and lifting stones to, you know, see who's stronger, you know.
So are we looking for competitors today?
We are always looking for competitors. Okay. We want to get the word out there to let people know that the event is happening, you know, Saturday, August 17th. But we also have a special guest, Casey Mitchell, coming in Friday night, August 17th, to give a motivational speech.
August 16th.
Yeah, excuse me. Because what we're really pressing is Challenge America and building community through opportunities for adaptive athletes or disabled athletes. And Casey Mitchell himself is a wounded Iraqi amputee veteran.
Interesting.
And
he's
lifter.
And he still competes in strongman.
He competes in powerlifting.
Okay.
He's dabbling in strongman, but he hasn't committed yet.
So the difference between powerlifting and strongman would be?
Powerlifting is three disciplines: bench press, deadlift, and squat.
And, of course, there's a reason why they call it the deadlift.
That's correct.
Actually, more than one reason. Okay. And so where will he be giving his motivational talk?
He'll be at Cornerstone Classical Church there in Basalt, formerly okay. Alpine Christian. So you know where it's at, across from Willits.
Okay.
And that'll be 7 o'clock that Friday night before the contest.
Open to everybody.
And free of charge to the public. And they're actually very excited, you know, being that we work with Challenge America, they're the beneficiary of our whole contest. Mm-hmm. They're really into, you know, pushing this thing forward to help all of our veterans, all of our disabled community, you know, across America.
Absolutely. You know, I remember the, of course, this story doesn't exactly end well, but the Olympic runner, remember, that ran the Blade Runner, and how impressed everybody was with him. And they said, you know, look at this. You might think it's a disability, and yet look what he did with it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, that story kind of doesn't have a happy ending.
Right.
But in this case, Casey Mitchell, you know, same kind of thing. You know, he served his country. He didn't pay the ultimate price, but he certainly paid for his service by losing a limb.
And then some, yeah.
And then some. And now he still, not only is he competing in powerlifting and all of that, but he's trying to inspire other folks.
That's right.
Now, will this be an inspiration to other folks that may have some kind of adaptive need if they want to get into powerlifting? Or is this just something that everybody can get something out of?
It's something that everyone can get something out of, but I think it truly inspires other adaptive athletes. Instead of just looking at their disability, look at the possibilities. And that's really what Casey is, a positive reframer. So no matter what the situation is, you know, he lost most of his crew in Iraq. That's devastating. He didn't give up on life. He says, okay, what has this taught me? It's taught me to be stronger. I'm still a leader. I'm going to go out and be in the front of this thing, and I'm going to push myself and pave the way, if you will, or make a path for other adaptive athletes to continue following him and chase their dreams. We're working with Challenge America. Is a local nonprofit. They've been asked in the Valley, what, how long, babe?
Well, they were Challenge Aspen, and Challenge Aspen split, and then Houston created Challenge America. So we still have Challenge Aspen. Now we have Challenge America. So it is worldwide. Casey, we are bringing Casey in for our event. And he came in last year as well. So he will, you know, benefit Challenge America. But
he's a big supporter of what we're trying to do.
Right.
So if you want to check out Casey Mitchell, you could probably Google him, I imagine.
Absolutely, yep.
Because it sounds like he speaks a lot.
He's that one-leg monster. Yeah. That is his title. Yeah. So you can go anywhere and find him.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you'd like to learn more about Friday night, August 16th's talk from Casey Mitchell, or if you'd like to register for the Strongman competition, the Crown Mountain Strongman competition on Saturday, August 17th, you can go to crownmountainstrongman.com. Second annual, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you weren't scared away last year.
It was a smashing success, even though it was a downpour. When we were setting up, the skies opened up at 10 o'clock and said, let this be a great day. And it turned out phenomenal.
I was going to say that just kind of adds to the whole strongman, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The spirit of the strongman competition, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
A little bit of adversity and you know, not such great conditions looking at it. And then it winds up, yep.
All right. Again, crownmountainstrongman.com is the website if you want to register. How many different categories and age groups will you have? That's a big list. Is that more than one page?
No.
Okay.
We have three open classes in the men's and women's, and it's under 200 pounds, under 231 pounds, and then over 231 pounds. And if we have anyone over 300, we actually would have a fourth. We could, but we need three people in each class to make those classes work. Otherwise, people go to the next heavy. The women's categories are 140 pounds and below, up to 180. And then from 180.5 up would be a heavyweight. So you have lightweight, middleweight, and heavy in the women's classes.
Okay.
We have a teen category. And
all right.
That's going to be one weight class. And then a novice weight classes in both male and female, and only two would be a light heavy and then a heavyweight. So they're split into two for never evers. People who have never done a contest
so
before.
So you don't need to be experts.
Right? Not a chance. No, and the same goes with the adaptive athletes. We are an Arnold qualifier for the open classes, which means that we have guys coming from Australia to compete in the disabled side of our event. They'll qualify to go to the World Championship at the Arnold Classic in Ohio in March. But last year we didn't have a novice division, and we had people questioning, you know, I've never done it before. So we started a novice division in both seating and standing. So if you're above the knee, below the knee amputee, or have a little bit of a central nervous system disorder, we have a category for that. And that could be in either one or two weight categories.
What's the registration fee?
After July 15th, it turned into $85.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was $65, but we're past the date now. But with that, they also need to get a Strongman Corporation membership, which I believe is $50.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so would that be $135 then?
Yep.
If you're not already a member of the
Strongman Corp, yeah. They're our underwriting chapter for Strongman. They're based out of St. Louis, Missouri. Great organization.
Again, you can learn more at crownmountainstrongman.com, including all the forms and everything that you need to fill out. I'm always so curious, if you kind of picked up on this earlier, about the types of events that happen at a strongman competition. So we'll talk about that. Again, it benefits Challenge America, a spinoff, I guess we might say, in media of Challenge Aspen, of course, which everybody has heard about for the last, 30, 40 years,
yeah.
Something
mm-hmm.
like that. Take a quick break and come back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Steve and Joelle Foshan. Again, they're putting together the second annual Crown Mountain Strongman Competition and Championship on Saturday, August 17th at Crown Mountain Park in Elgibel. Again, the motivational talk the night before is... that's going to be Casey Mitchell, and why can't I remember the name?
At Cornerstone
thank you.
Classical Christian Center.
Cornerstone Classical Church, just
yep.
Right outside of between Algebel and Basalt there.
Yep.
A church is a great place for a motivational speech
mm-hmm.
as
that's
well.
Right.
That's kind of the whole point, I think.
That's right. Right. It's a very special
yep.
place.
Again, Casey Mitchell is the celebrity guest speaker on Friday, August 16th at Cornerstone Church, and then... on Saturday. That's when the competition happens, starting at 10 o'clock at Crown Mountain Park in Elgin Bell. Again, you can learn more at crownmountainstrongman.com. You were saying that Casey actually asked to come back. He was here last year, and he actually asked to come back to speak again.
Yep. Well, I ran into him. Well, I didn't run into him. I searched him out at the Arnold in March, and I said, hey, we're doing our event. He said, absolutely, I want to come back. You know, let's make it happen. We fundraised to make sure that we can cover his expenses, and he's bringing some extra special stuff because he actually started a supplement company as well in the last year. So he's quite an exciting individual.
Again, Casey is a veteran and an adaptive power lifter.
Yep.
And speaking of adaptive power, not necessarily adaptive power lifting, but speaking of disabled folks that have never, ever participated in any kind of strongman competition, you're really encouraging those folks to check this out.
Absolutely. And we don't want to focus on the disability. We want to focus on possibility, whether it's strongman or CrossFit or out walking on the bike path. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's endless possibilities. Don't be limited by your disability. That doesn't make you who you are. Come out, check out this event, see it. And if you're interested, come talk to us.
And again, the beneficiary of this event is Challenge America. You can certainly look them up and learn more about Challenge America, and I'm sure you've got links from your website as
yep.
well. So let's talk about the actual competition. What types of events do you plan to have?
The first event is the deadlift.
Okay.
But it's a little bit of a special deadlift because it's a deficit deadlift. Most people will lift from the bar from the floor, which is 9 inches high. Well, we're going to make you stand on a 3-inch box and lift so that you get your fanny down. It makes the lift a little bit more difficult because we want to see people's – last year we did it from an elevated position of 19 inches. So this year we went the other way to make it – people who are strong off the floor will be great in this event.
And this is – you know, I made it a point of mentioning that strongman is typically not your usual weights, but this actually will be. Like a typical
this will
bar
be a standard
bar.
Like well, that. It's yeah. an axle bar, so it's a little bit bigger around.
Oh,
it's a little
okay.
harder to hold on to.
Gotcha.
And the fact that it's at a deficit puts a lot of people at a disadvantage. But if your form is great, weight is weight. You just got to get off the floor.
From a fitness standpoint, is there a benefit to exercising or working out with non-standard items?
Absolutely, because if you study, your muscles and your body adapts to movement on a regular basis, and something becomes familiar, it becomes easy. Your body finds the easiest, simplest way to make whatever it's trying to do happen.
Right.
And by throwing in oddball exercises, changing an angle, changing a height, it's constantly making your mind and your muscles adapt to the new exercise and a new movement.
That's why we do all the different exercises we do in the gym, right? You
That's
don't
correct.
Just do a bench press, okay. This time we're going to try a decline or an incline
yep.
or something like that.
Yep.
Feel
different
it
angles.
All over differently.
Indeed. So that's the first event.
First event is a deficit deadlift. The okay. second event will be a Zercher yoke carry. And some people have seen the yoke carry where you put a bar across your back. But in a Zercher carry, it actually goes in the crook of your arms between your bicep and your forearm. And you carry it in front of you. So it's arm strength and core strength that's trying to tip you over forward and open up your arms and make you drop it. You don't carry it with your hands, but more or less in the crook of your arms. It's kind of interesting.
And so this is for distance.
This will be a max speed for 50 feet. You'll have to carry this weight for 50 feet.
All right.
And then after that, it'll be a circus dumbbell, which is a 3-inch handled dumbbell, not your typical 1.25-inch dumbbell you see in the gym. The handle on this is 3 inches in diameter, so you can't quite get your hand around it.
Very
and
you're
a
have
giant
to have a good
bell on the end.
For this
the
one.
Bell is probably close to the size of your head.
The one in the poster.
So that'll be
one right here.
Yep.
Okay.
Most amount of reps in 1 minute. And each rep will have to go back to the floor and be picked up. You can clean it with two hands and then throw it to your shoulder, but it must be pressed overhead by one hand. And it's right. fun. It's it exposes shoulder mobility or lack of mobility.
Right.
You know, so it lends itself more to the athletic, not just the strong, because we can have great strong pressers.
I was going to say, make sure your shoulders are strong. Yep. Work with the bands.
That's right. Yep. Internal rotation, external rotation, all of that lends itself to having healthy, happy shoulders.
All right. What else?
And then we have a sandbag over bar, which will be just that. It'll be a 200 or 300 pound sandbag that you have to raise over a bar. That'll be the men will be 52, the women will be 48 inches in height. The seated athletes will actually pull it from the floor and load it to an 18 inch another bag. Being that there's no handles on a sandbag and it moves, mm-hmm. it lends itself to being very precarious to pick up.
So are you putting these sandbags together, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Well, okay. We have – the sandbags are actually an Ironman canvas bag. We'll load with 50-pound increments and 20-pound increments so that we can adjust the weight according from the lightweight women to the heavyweight men.
Interesting. Okay. Other events.
And the last event is my favorite. I call it the death medley because it's a 60-foot run. You'll pick up a sandbag off the ground – run it 60 feet, put it on a platform that's about 3 feet, maybe 40 inches high, run back and grab an Atlas stone, which is round concrete ball, mm-hmm. run it 60 feet, put it on that same platform, and then go back and get one more sandbag. And now the weights increase on this. So each bag gets a little bit heavier or implement gets a little bit heavier. But then the last event or last movement in that event is a wrist twist, and you've probably seen it in 1980, I think they did it in the World's Strongest Man, where they had to pull a battery up by twisting a stick with a rope on it.
Okay.
So it's hand strength. You have to turn the stick to rotate the rope around it like you're pulling in something, but they're going to be dragging a sled 10 feet. And I'll tell you what, your hands and your forearms are burning by the time this is done. But it should be fun to watch because the athletes, we're going to run two lanes, so you'll be side by side. Guys will be turning their hands like the Dickens, but the sled will only be moving an inch or two at a time. So it'll be, I call it the wrist twisting sled drag snail race.
I like the term death medley because you start with the deadlift,
yep,
and then you finish with the death medley. Yep. So it's you kind of get the idea.
Well, and that'll really test people's fitness. You know what I mean? Because it'll be a 70-second time limit to run four of those implements, and some of the people will be running all out.
And strongman is not just about being really strong. Obviously, that's an element. But you also need to have some stamina as well.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of weightlifting events, you know, if you're really strong, you can get by. Strongman, particularly like your relay, your death medley,
yep.
the relay, you know, you need to have some ability to, you know, run back and forth and be able to do that and still learn how to breathe and everything so that you can do the best you can. And again, there are novice categories at this year's Crown Mountain Strongman Championship as well. So you don't have to be an expert. And even if you require, even if you're an adaptive strongman candidate, you've never competed in strongman before, you're welcome to register and check it out.
We will have chiropractor on site. We will have a massage therapist on site, Dave Jensen, the Wynn Institute. They're going to come over. We'll have the biscuit truck there this year for our food truck. Lots of water, lots of people sponsoring us for athlete bags.
Very spectator friendly. Mm-hmm. You know, the dog park is there, so we encourage people to bring their kids, their dogs, so with food and water there. There's really no, you know, show up at 10 o'clock and stay all day, enjoy the whole thing, and make it a great experience.
We'll have some kids events. We'll have little stones and tire flipping and things for kids to work with and try.
That's kinda cool. Just so they can enjoy it and kind of get a feel of what's going on and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. How long do you expect the day to last? It starts at 10 in the morning on August 17th.
We should be done by 4:30, 5 o'clock, I would hope.
So it
latest.
Is really and literally an all-day
event. It's an all-day, you know, with five events and, you know, between 40 and 70. We're capping it at 70. We haven't hit that. So there's still plenty of room to sign up. Running that many athletes for five events, it takes a fair amount of time with a break in the middle.
And then our trophies at the end, which are amazing.
Do you have a maximum number of competitors in mind?
70. I would stop it at 70. I don't think we'll get there.
Okay. But it is the second annual, so, you know, first annual is kind of working the kinks out and folks just kind of getting the idea about what you're doing. So second annual can sometimes explode, you know?
We're hoping for, and then we also have Grant Higa. He is a world-class power lifter who is a celebrity guest and judge, and Brian Shaw, four times World's Strongest Man, coming back. So between Brian, Casey, and Grant, and I believe there's a couple other pros that I would love to mention, but they haven't really committed to showing up. It should be a star-studded cast because they all support Challenge America and what we're trying to do for the disabled and the veterans alike to and grow strongman.
Sure. I definitely want to talk about sponsors, and I also like to talk a little bit more about Challenge America, too. We will do that when we come back. Again, the website is crownmountainstrongman.com. You can learn more. You can register on that website. Cut off probably like the day before.
Well, you can sign up the morning of.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Yeah. Just get there early.
Again, the Strongman competition is Saturday, August 17th, starting at 10. So probably start pre-registration around 7.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So get there early, especially if you want to sign up the day of the competition. And again, the night before, on Friday night, the 16th, that's Casey Mishrell's speech there at the Cornerstone Church in El Jebel, Basalt. I guess you technically call it Basalt, wouldn't you?
I call it Basalt, yep.
Yeah. I'm pretty
right
sure
across the street from Whole Foods there.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure it's in the city limits now.
Yeah.
But just to give you an idea of where that's located. Again, you can learn more at crownmountainstrongman.com. One final break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Joelle and Steve Foshan, putting on the Crown Mountain Strongman Championship Saturday, August 17th at Crown Mountain Park in El Jebel. To complete the thought we're talking about earlier, you're talking about Grant Higa and Brian Shaw, who are celebrity judges, you might say. Brian Shaw actually has a show on the History Channel.
Yep, it's called The Strongest Man in History, and it's himself, Brian Shaw, Robert Oberst, who is an American strongman, Nick Best from Las Vegas, who is the world's strongest man over 50.
Wow.
And Eddie Hall from Great Britain, who is 2017 World's Strongest Man, going around proving or disproving strength feats throughout history.
Oh.
So they've been to Canada. Angus McCaskill is a famous strongman from Canada. Paul Anderson from Georgia. And golly, I can't think of his name. He actually got a medal and a commendation by George Washington himself, who said, God, what's this guy's name? Peter Francisco is his name. George Washington said they would have not won the Civil War had it not been
the Revolutionary War.
Without the help of him.
Wow.
That's how impactful he is. So they've gone and done some of his feats.
And again, the name of the show is Strongest Man in History.
Yep.
Okay, on the History Channel, Brian Shaw.
Yep.
And you can see him in person on Saturday, August 17th in El Jebel. Cool. Awesome. And Casey Mitchell will be there too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Casey competing in your strongman or is he a celebrity judge?
Casey is a celebrity judge, but he has actually lent himself to insinuate perhaps that he's going to pull a big number. He's 2 weeks out from his next powerlifting competition and he wants to do an exhibition lift.
Oh, okay.
So you'll see Casey Mitchell on a prosthetic leg, probably pulls over 600 pounds in a deadlift.
I know, pretty amazing.
Unbelievable. Just absolutely. I mean, the inspiration.
Yep.
I mean, veterans are inspiring anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to take the cards that he was dealt, do something with it, and inspire others, I think that's pretty darn cool. And you've got a number of local sponsors that are coming on board this year to help you as well.
Some great
that's
sponsorship.
Right.
Joelle's going to give thanks.
We have Garrett Construction, Double Diamond, Swanson Millworks, Alpine Bank again this year has been wonderful. Core Gym, who's again been amazing. Aloha Cyclery. We have Willits General Store and Bristlecone and True North and Casey Concrete, KW Concrete, Crown Mountain Park.
I was going to say those Atlas stones take a lot of concrete.
A lot of concrete. The Wynn Institute. We have Jeff Leonard here in Glenwood. Again, the biscuit truck is coming to join us. Who else? That's a cornerstone, you know, hosting our Friday night.
I think we need to get Jeff with an Atlas stone or, need to get him involved in some of these events.
So we have wonderful, everybody from last year jumped on board again this year, and then some. And we'll have...
Like I say, the first one's the hardest. After that, people get used to the event and they start getting a hold of you to make sure they can be
involved. Still we're still looking
for a title sponsor for next year. Or, you know, all of the proceeds go to Challenge America. So it's a tax-deductible donation. Mm-hmm. So anyone that's interested, would be, you know, sponsors are always welcome. And it's never too late.
Again, you can learn more at the website, crownmountainstrongman.com. Does that go for sponsors as well, or is there a better way for potential sponsors to get a hold of you?
Our information is on the website, so they can reach out. We are Foshan's Clubhouse Gym. They can always find us through our gym. We did set up for the second year a GoFundMe page for Challenge America as well. So we have the GoFundMe page is Crown Mountain Strongman Championship.
Okay.
So that's out there as well and open to everybody.
And again, the proceeds from the Crown Mountain Strongman Championship will go to Challenge America. Steve, you were talking a little bit about Challenge America and what you do every year as part of Challenge America. Could you explain that again to everybody?
Well, we have an event. It's called Makers for Heroes. And what we do is we send out applications and send out notice. We're looking for veterans with needs, special needs, desires, whatever it may be, from dealing with post-traumatic stress to dealing with, needing something for a prosthetic that's maybe not on the market yet. And what we do is we take seven veterans. They write in, tell us what their needs are. We put together seven teams of engineers, designers, strongmen, whatever it may be. Put teams together. We pair up with one of the needers, and then we're need makers. We get together in Cleveland at the Innovation Center, and we develop and satisfy the need with either a creation or an app, whatever it may be. My team, we actually got to build an apparatus so that my needer wanted to set a world record. We made a harness for a one-legged or one-armed athlete to pick up the Husafell stone and carry it. He's the first man in history with one arm to pick up the Husafell stone. Another team, for instance, though, took and developed an app to deal with post-traumatic stress for a young lady. The app they developed is a virtual service dog done through her phone and her Apple Watch. And it was actually released to the public now. So we're doing some really neat stuff. Challenge America is like bringing people who need and people who know together. And, you know, we need funds to make all of those things happen.
Again, you can learn more at crownmountainstrongman.com, including information about Challenge America, as well as the three celebrity judges, Brian Shaw, Casey Mitchell, and Grant Higa. Again, Casey Mitchell does that motivational talk on Friday night, August 16th, at it's actually called Cornerstone Christian Center. Sorry about that.
Details.
Yep. Again, that's on Friday night, the 16th. That's when Casey Mitchell will give his talk there. Again, everyone is welcome, whether they have a disability or know someone, or just if you're looking to be inspired on a Friday night. Maybe you're going to compete in the Strongman Championship the next day and you need some inspiration because you're a novice.
And leaning back to that, Casey Mitchell Night is free to the public.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
As long with the Strongman Championship at Crown Mountain Park is free to the public. There's no charge for admission. Come by, watch, spend 2 minutes, or the whole day, doesn't matter.
Again, if you want to check it out, if you want to watch, that's absolutely free. If you want to compete, then that would be a different story.
Correct.
Obviously, it is a fundraiser,
yep.
Right? And there will be some activities for the kids as well. So,
yep, we're going to have some kids' Atlas stones, some smaller tires to flip, and some sandbags for them to drag and something, mm-hmm. just to get them interested. We want to get kids moving. We want to get the general public just move.
Right.
That's all.
Out and a little exercise yep. is a healthy thing. Right. Again, the website is crownmountainstrongman.com. And again, that happens on Saturday, August 17th. The competition starts at 10. So obviously get there a little bit before that because you will have some stuff to do.
For athletes, yeah. We right. would say get there 7:30, 8 o'clock to register and get weighed in.
Gotcha.
The national anthem will be at 9:45 so yep. that we can start at 10.
That's the plan.
Perfect. Anything else that we should mention that we haven't yet?
Bring your friends, bring your family. Come and see this thing. It'll be a strength spectacular. It's so much fun to watch, and it's a great venue. We have Soper's and Crown Mountain in the background.
Beautiful, yep, beautiful scenery.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better spot to have it.
And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why your guest celebrity judges are so willing to come back
right.
after a year, right? Again, those celebrities, by the way, Brian Shaw, the guy that's got the show on the History Channel. How often do you meet somebody that's, on TV?
Yeah.
Right now.
Not every day. Although, supposedly, it happens to other people around here all the time, but it hasn't happened to me yet. Grant Higa will be there as well. He's a celebrity judge. And then Casey Mitchell again with that talk Friday night, and then he will be a celebrity judge. And he may do that exhibition lift on Saturday, August 17th as well. All right. Well, I guess we'll look forward to talking to you around this time again next year. Until then, take care.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.